Hello, this is Francis Blavo, the independent financial consultant. I run my own financial advisory business, FB Financial Advisory, and I'm helping small business owners to secure and protect and grow your business to the ultimate that they think they can do. I mean, life comes with all kind of misfortune, and it's my privilege to work with business owners, entrepreneurs, startup companies, CEOs, to make sure that they have the right strategy in place should the unfortunate thing happen in their life. And today I'm more very much privileged to talk about some of the strategies that if you're in partnership or in business with someone, you need to have to make sure that you protect that legacy they had. Work that you put in, never goes in vain when things happen in life. And there are a lot of strategies there, but I wanted to talk about why a buy-sell shareholders agreement is important, and also how can you have it funded to make sure that come the time when your partner is out of business, or your partner wanted to retire or even pass away, you want to make sure that you have things, plans and strategy in place not to kill your dream. So individuals in business together most often have shareholders agreement that addresses how the shareholder will conduct the affair and the rights and obligation of all the parties involved. Shareholders may want to sell, others may want to buy. Their shares should have leave one company either by choice or retirement, disability, or it could be death. Sometimes buy and sell provisions could be optional, but normally depends on the circumstance and the intent of the business or corporation. The shareholders agreement capture basically the intent of the shareholders about their relationship with one another and the private corporation. Basically, this is a memorandum of understanding should a dispute arise. It covers a lot of issues of the business such as management, decision making, financing, shares transfer, subscription and buying and selling of shares. It also addresses events and when shares can be bought or sold. There are a lot of provisions in shareholders which help you, business owners, to make sure they make the best decisions. Some have realized restriction on transfers. So when we talk about restriction on transfers, this provide and also ensure that one shareholder cannot admit a new shareholder without the other shareholder's consent. One other clause that I find most often is the right of first refusal. If one shareholder want to sell his or her shares to a third party, this provision require him or her to first offer the shares to the sale of the current group of shareholders, which I think it makes sense. You have to discuss among your peers to make sure that you're in agreement with that. One other thing that I'll touch on is why is it necessary to really fund it? Because a lot of business owners have buy-sell agreement, but it's not funded, and I liken this to having Boeing 747 on the tarmac without fuel. It can't fly despite all the horsepower of the engine. So it's very imperative that when those agreements are signed, it's funded. And one of the best, there are a lot of options there that could be used to fund buy and sell agreement. Notably, establishing a sinking fund. So a sinking fund is simply a pool of money a corporation set aside for a specific purpose. Most businesses don't have that resources available to establish a sinking fund, and the amount of funds may be inadequate if the departing shareholder leaves prematurely. Another second option available is obtaining a loan from a financial institution. As a condition of lending, a financial institution may place debt or other restriction on the company, which may restrict the ability of the company to use its assets or to even pay dividend. Also, lender may not be willing to lend to a company where the departing shareholder is a key person to the business success. This option also dilutes the value of the shares of the other shareholders until the loan is repaid. Third consideration is buy out the departing shareholder shares using installments. This could jeopardize, the financial well-being of the company if installments are to be paid over a lengthy period of time, let's say 20 years, as the company will receive no value of this payment. Fourthly, is the tax-efficient strategy of using insurance solution. This is one of the best and efficient. Life insurance premiums are generally not tax deductible, but benefits is received tax-free. Also, to know that it may be more advantageous for a corporation to pay for the premium as compared to an individual shareholders, because the company is in a lower tax bracket to pay for the premium to fund that than an individual who may be in the higher tax bracket. Interestingly, there are a lot of factors that could trigger the buy and sell payment, insurance payments. So after the occurrence of certain events, shareholder should have the right to buy the shares from the other shareholder in order to protect the financial viability of the business. And the other shareholder will want to be able to sell his or her shares under same similar situation, because they represent a change that require the liquidation of his or her investment in the business. Some or the following could be included as the event that would trigger the payment of the insurance proceed if insurance is used as a funding option. So we're looking at premature of the shareholder. Secondly, permanent disability of a shareholder, or the retirement of a shareholder, or even bankruptcy of a shareholder. You could use the payments to take care of some of these issues. I wanted to touch a little bit about why find a buy and sell agreement using insurance solution. Insurance is one of the most efficient funding vehicle available for funding a buy and sell agreement between shareholders triggered by a premature death or a long-term disability. The event that trigger a buy and sell event between shareholders will also trigger the insurance funding. The life insurance can also be owned directly by the shareholder or could be owned by the company. The exact structure of the insurance policy ownership and beneficiary designation will typically depend on the fact of the situation and basically some of the objective of the shareholders looking at how they want to run their business. And this is where a professional advice is required to ensure that it is structured properly to achieve your financial goals. There's some other benefits I wanted to mention here as well. It offers potential creditor protection. When a buy and sell agreement is funded with corporately owned insurance, the proceed payable to the corporation on the death of one of the shareholders are subject to the claim of the corporation creditors. With a personally owned insurance, the proceed payable to the shareholder may offer asset protection from creditors of the corporation, although they may not be protected from the claim of the shareholder's creditors. So other benefits using insurance is that it provides the shareholders with guaranteed market for their share of the business, from present and into the future. They have all the options. As the value of their business increases, they have the option to increase the funding amount, which makes it very flexible. Notably, also is the confidence and assurance that the money is available at all time. Insurance money is always available when the triggering event happens. I believe it provides the ultimate peace of mind that at least the financial stress has been taken care of. For other funding sources not available, I would say the loss or death of a key shareholder may eliminate the funding support from a lender. So that's very tricky when you're using other funding sources. So following the permanent disability or retirement of a shareholder, the insurance policies provide the funding necessary for the buy-sell agreement. Since the insurance company will already have an adjudication process in place, these policies can be used to confirm the permanent disability as well as provide the funding necessary for the buy and sell agreement. I believe business owners work really hard to build their empire or business, and you can't leave your hard-earned business to chance when the inevitable happens, but you can implement a plan to ensure you have the assurance and the guarantee when that day comes. Friends, life happens. Let us know if we can help you guys to ensure you have the utmost peace of mind for your business to survive and continue into what you want it to be, a legacy for yourself and for your family, to securing and protecting your family. I hope this has been helpful. If there's any way we can help, be glad. Or there is any topic as a business owner or partners in business that you will be interested for us to discuss, we're more than happy to have a discussion on that. You can send us an email as well. Thank you for your time and hope to connect sometime. Thank you. Hello, this is Francis Blavo, the independent financial consultant. I run my own financial advisory business, FB Financial Advisory, and I'm helping small business owners to secure and protect and grow their business to the ultimate that they think they can do. I mean, life comes with all kind of misfortune, and it's my privilege to work with business owners, entrepreneurs, startup companies, CEOs, to make sure that they have the right strategy in place should the unfortunate thing happen in their life. And today I'm more very much privileged to talk about some of the strategies that if you're in partnership or in business with someone, you need to have to make sure that you protect that legacy, the hard work that you put in, never goes in vain when things happen in life. And there are a lot of strategies there, but I wanted to talk about why a buy-sell shareholders agreement is important, and also how can you have it funded to make sure that come the time when your partner is out of business, or your partner wanted to retire or even pass away, you want to make sure that you have things, plans and strategy in place not to kill your dream. So individuals in business together most often have shareholders agreement that addresses how the shareholder will conduct the affair and the rights and obligation of all the parties involved. Shareholders may want to sell, others may want to buy. Their shares should have leave one company either by choice or retirement, disability, or it could be death. Sometimes buy and sell provisions could be optional, but normally depends on the circumstance and the intent of the business or corporation. The shareholders agreement capture basically the intent of the shareholders about their relationship with one another and the private corporation. Basically, this is a memorandum of understanding should a dispute arise. It covers a lot of issues of the business, such as management, decision-making, financing, shares transfer, subscription, and buying and selling of shares. It also addresses events and when shares can be bought or sold. There are a lot of provisions and shareholders which help you, business owners, to make sure they make the best decisions. Some have realized restriction on transfers. So when we talk about restriction on transfers, this provide and also ensure that one shareholder cannot admit a new shareholder without the other shareholder's consent. One other clause that I find most often is the right of first refusal. If one shareholder wants to sell his or her shares to a third party, this provision requires him or her to first offer the shares to the sale of the current group of shareholders, which I think it makes sense. You have to discuss among your peers to make sure that in agreement with that. One other thing that I'll touch on is why is it necessary to really fund it? Because a lot of business owners have buy sell agreement, but it's not funded. And I liken this to having Boeing 747 on the tarmac without fuel. It can't fly despite all the horsepower of the engine. So it's very imperative that when those agreements are signed, it's funded. And one of the best, there are a lot of options there that could be used to fund buy and sell agreements. Notably, establishing a sinking fund. So a sinking fund is simply a pool of money a corporation set aside for a specific purpose. Most businesses don't have that resources available to establish a sinking fund, and the amount of funds may be inadequate if the departing shareholder leaves prematurely. Another second option, available is obtaining a loan from a financial institution. As a condition of lending, a financial institution may place debt or other restriction on the company, which may restrict the ability of the company to use its assets or to even pay dividend. Also, lender may not be willing to lend to a company where the departing shareholder is a key person to the business success. This option also dilutes the value of the shares of the other shareholders until the loan is repaid. Third consideration is buy out the departing shareholder shares using installments. This could jeopardize, the financial well-being of the company if installments are to be paid over a lengthy period of time, let's say 20 years, as the company will receive no value of this payment. Fourthly, is the tax-efficient strategy of using insurance solution. This is one of the best and efficient. Life insurance premiums are generally not tax deductible, but benefits is received tax-free. Also, to know that it may be more advantageous for a corporation to pay for the premium as compared to an individual shareholders, because the company is in a lower tax bracket to pay for the premium to fund that than an individual who may be in the higher tax bracket. Interestingly, there are a lot of factors that could trigger the buy and sell payment, insurance payments. So after the occurrence of certain events, shareholder should have the right to buy the shares from the other shareholder in order to protect the financial viability of the business. And the other shareholder will want to be able to sell his or her shares under same similar situation, because they represent the change that require the liquidation of his or her investment in the business. Some or all the following could be included as the event that would trigger the payment of the insurance proceed if insurance is used as a funding option. So we're looking at premature of the shareholder. Secondly, permanent disability of a shareholder, or the retirement of a shareholder, or even bankruptcy of a shareholder. You could use the payments to take care of some of these issues. I wanted to touch a little bit about why find a buy and sell agreement using insurance solution. Insurance is one of the most efficient funding vehicle available for funding a buy and sell agreement between shareholders triggered by a premature death or a long-term disability. The event that trigger a buy and sell event between shareholders will also trigger the insurance funding. The life insurance can also be owned directly by the shareholder or could be owned by the company. The exact structure of the insurance policy ownership and beneficiary designation will not typically depend on the fact of the situation and basically some of the objective of the shareholders looking at how they want to run their business. And this is where a professional advice is required to ensure that it is structured properly to achieve your financial goals. There's some other benefits I wanted to mention it as well. It offers potential, I would say, potential creditor protection. When a buy and sell agreement is funded with corporately owned insurance, the proceeds payable to the corporation on the death of one of the shareholders are subject to the claim of the corporation creditors. With a personally owned insurance, the proceeds payable to the shareholder may offer asset protection from creditors of the corporation, although they may not be protected from the claim of the shareholder's creditors. So other benefits using insurance is that it provides the shareholders with guaranteed market for their share of the business, from present and into the future. They have all the options. As the value of their business increases, they have the option to increase the funding amount, which makes it very flexible. Notably, also is the confidence and assurance that the money is available at all time. Insurance money is always available when the trigger event happens. I believe it provides the ultimate peace of mind that at least the financial stress has been taken care of. For other funding sources not available, I would say the loss or death of a key shareholder may eliminate the funding support from a lender. So that's very tricky when you're using other funding sources. So following the permanent disability or retirement of a shareholder, the insurance policies provide the funding necessary for the buy-sell agreement. Since the insurance company will already have an adjudication process in place, these policies can be used to confirm the permanent disability as well as provide the funding necessary for the buy and sell agreement. I believe business owners work really hard to build their empire of business, and you can't leave your hard-earned business to chance when the inevitable happens, but you can implement a plan to ensure you have the assurance and the guarantee when that day comes. Friends, life happens. Let us know if we can help you guys to ensure you have the utmost peace of mind for your business to survive and continue into what you want it to be, a legacy for yourself and for your family, to securing and protecting your family. I hope this has been helpful. If there's any way we can help, be glad. Or there is any topic as a business owner or partners in business that you will be interested for us to discuss, we're more than happy to have a discussion on that. You can send us an email as well. Thank you for your time and hope to connect sometime. Thank you.